Okay, we're now to Maaseres, Mishnah, Zayin, and Ches, 7 and 8. Different foods, for example, the ones we're going to talk about now, let's say yayin, wine, and later on oil, you know, the olives. So those are examples of the type of food where you need to know that the clincher, the Gemar Malacha step, that's going to depend on what you want to use it for. If you want to use it to eat it, then the Gemar Malacha stage is going to be the same as all the other fresh fruit that we talked about before. If they end up having used to make wine, or you're going to take the olives to make oil, then the Gemar Malacha is defined when you get to the end of that stage of production. And therefore, it's going to have its own set of rules. That's what we're trying to decipher over here. Hayayin, the final stage for wine, is Mishia Kape, from when the seeds and the skins begin to float to the top and they're removed. Afal pi shekipe, and even though it's skimmed, kolet min agata in a minute sinar. You could still collect the stuff, the wine that stuck to the upper section, right? There was an upper section to the press. You could take the wine that stuck up there, uminet sinar, and from the pipe, vishosa, and drink it. Even though you haven't tithed it yet, that stuff is seen as so ancillary, so temporal to the process that you're allowed to take it. Hashemen, as far as oil, it's finally done, mishiyere le'uka. When it goes into the uka is the bottom bag. That's where the oil would dump into. So afal pi shiyared, even though it has dropped into that bag, notel min ha'akal. You could take oil from a separate bag, where in that other bag what you had was you had sort of the leftover stuff would pour into, the lesser quality, inferior stuff would pour into. You could take umi ben hamemel. You could take oil from the there was a separate type of pistol or a item that would help crush the olives. Oil would get stuck there. Take a little bit from that. Umi bein apatsim, and from between the boards. Menosim lachamito latamcho, and you could take that oil and you could smear it on a wafer, ulatamcho, and you could put it in a big pot. Avalo yiten lekdeira velilfas lahem shem roschen, but you cannot place it into a real cooking pot. Velilfas, a lilfas is a frying pan, kashahin roschen, while the stuff that's within them is boiling. The reason for all this is because the secondary stuff that we're talking about here, the stuff that's left in the side bags and the boards, that stuff's not obligated in Maaseres. Therefore, as we said before, you could have it on a temporary level, casually. All right, so you could put it on things, that just came out of the oven, like this wafer we just talked about, and eat it, basically. You could take it from stuff that's in a pot, where stuff that was cooked was transferred to it itself. But when you're going into a keder or lilfas, the cooking or the frying pan, that's going to be usher even casually. As long as the stuff in it's still boiling, which the usual boiling mark in general in halacha is yad saletes bo, where the hand has to recoil from touching it. The reason is because those kalim, those pots and pans are considered primary kalim, primary vessels, and it's no longer considered temporary eating. That's the way you make this stuff. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says, Omer l'chol hu noten. You could put this oil into anything, chutz midaver sheyesh bo chometz v'tzir, except for anything which has vinegar or brine in it. That too causes a certain type of cooking process, according to Judaism, which would be considered its primary way of using it, no longer secondary usage. Mishnah Ches, ha'igul mishyech likena, round cakes of pressed figs. Often in the Mishnah, you have these cases of dried figs that are pressed together to make a type of a cake. And therefore, that's going to alter the stage at which we call the Gemar Malacha. So, Aigul Mishech Likeno, the final stage is when one begins to smooth it down with honey. Machalikim b'te'enim, you could smooth a cake of figs be'anavim shel tevel, with figs or with grapes of tevel, stuff that was not separated yet, Trumas and Maaseres. Rabbi Yehuda says that's going to be Aser. Hamachalik ba'anavim, one who uses to oil down the cake, so to speak, with grapes, lo huchshar, it's not able to yet be ready to receive impurity. Certain food items must certain liquids, so to speak, once it comes in contact with foods, those foods are able to become impure if touched by something impure. Let's just say this is a point of background. Something which is food can't become tummy from a tummy person until it has that lock-in, that buy-in, so to speak, to become tummy. That happens by touching one of the seven liquids, wine being one of them. So it's teaching you over here, Rabbi Yehuda says, that according to Tanakama, that if you put the wine on top of it, it's not significant enough to make it prepared huchshar for tumah impurity. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it is huchshar. Hagrogrus mishiyadush, loose separate figs, the finished finishing process is when you yadish, you press them down. Umegur, if they were put in a storeroom, you know the final process is mishiyakel, is when you smooth the pile down. Hayadash bechavis umagam megur, if you were pressing figs, cramming them into a barrel, or smoothing them into a storeroom. Nishbra chavis, if the barrel broke, or niftacha megura, or the storeroom opens so that the smoothed down pile is no longer contained and guarded. Lo yochol mehemara, you can't casually eat from them, because the final stage has been shifted. Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to because that final stage has been undone, thus delaying what is considered the final stage. We finished the first parak of Maaseres.